अथ प्रथमोऽध्यायः धृतराष्ट्र उवाच धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे समवेताः युयुत्सवः मामकाः पाण्डवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत संजय।
Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do?
Sanjaya uvacha, drushtva tu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhanastada acharyam उपसंगम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत।
Sanjaya said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words.
Pashyetam Pandu putranam acharya महतीं च मूं योढां द्रुपदपुत्रेण तव शिष्येण धीमता।
My teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada.
अत्र शूरा महेश्वासा भीमार्जुन समायुधि युयुधानो विराटश्च द्रुपदश्च महारथः।
Here, in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yuyudhana, Virata and Drupada.
धृष्टकेतुः चेकितानः काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् पुरुजित् कुन्तिभोजश्च शैव्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः।
There are also great heroic powerful fighters like Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashiraja, Purujit, Kuntibhoja and Shaibya.
Yudha Malnyushcha Vikranta Uttamojashcha Viryavan Saubhadro Draupadeyashcha Saruvayeva Maharatha.
Dara, the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra, and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters.
Asmakam tu vishishtaye tannibodha vijottama nayaka mama sainyasya samnyartham tan bravimite.
But for your information, O best of the Brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are specially qualified to lead my military force.
Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Krupascha Samitin Jayaha Ashwatthama Vikarnascha Saumadattihi Tathaivacha.
There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna and the son of Somadatta called Burishrava, who are always victorious in battle.
Anyecha Bhagavashuraha Madarthe Tyakta Jeevitaha Nana Shastra Prakaranaha सर्वे युद्ध विशारदाः.
There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons and all are experienced in military science.
Apalyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishmabhirakshitam paryaptam tvidavetesham balam bhimabhirakshitam.
Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yathabhagam avasthitah bhishma mevabhirakshantu bhavantah sarvayevahi.
All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army.
Tasya sanjanayan harsham kuru vriddhah pitamahah simhanadam vinadyochyaihi shankham dadmau pratapavan.
Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhana joy.
Tatashankhascha bheryascha panavanaka gomukhaha sahasaivabhyakanyanta sashabdaka tumulo bhavate.
After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous.
Tatashvetaihi hayair yukte mahatisyandane stitau madhavaha pandavascheva divyau shankhau pradadmatuhu.
On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells.
Panchajanyam Hrishikesho Devadattam Dhananjayaha Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham Bhima Karma Rukodaraha.
Lord Krishna blew his conch shell called Panchajanya, Arjuna blew his the Devadatta, and Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell called Paundra.
Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sukhosha Mani Pushpakau Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikhandicha Maharathaha Drishtadhyumno Virataschya Satyakishcha Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashaha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahuhu Shankal Dadmuhu Prithak Prithak.
King Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell the Ananta Vijaya, and Nakula and Sahadeva blew the Sughosha and Manipushpaka. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells.
Saghosho dhartarashtranam hrudayani vyadarayat nabhascha ruthivim chaiva tumulo vyanunadayal.
The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidhvajaha pravritte shastra sampate dhanurudyamya pandavaha hrishikesham tadavakyam idam aha mahipate.
At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these
Arjuna
words.
Arjuna uvacha,
senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame chuta yavadeta nirikshekham yodhu kaman avasthitan kairmaya saha yodhavyam asmin rana samudyame.
Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms.
Yotsyamanan avekshekham yayetetra samagataha dhartarashtrasya durbuddhehe yuddhe priyachikishavaha.
Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Sanjaya uvacha,
yeva mukto hrishikesho gudakeshena bharata senayor ubhayor madhye sthapayitva rathottamam.
Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties.
Bhishma Drona Pramukhatah Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kuruniti.
In the presence of Bhishma, Drona and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here.
Tatra pashyasthitan parthaha pitrinatha pitamahan acharyan matulan bhatrin putran pautran sakhimstatha shvashuran suhridashchaiva senayorubhayorapi.
There Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers.
तान् समीक्ष्य स कौन्तेयः सर्वान् बन्धूनवस्थितान् कृपया परया विष्टो विशीदन्निदमब्रवीत्.
When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
Arjuna uvacha, drishtvemam swajanam krishna yuyutsum samupasthitam sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati.
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up.
Vepatushya sharire me romagharshya jayate gandivam sramsate khasta tvachyaiva paridakhyate.
My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow gandiva is slipping from my hand, and my skin is burning.
Na cha shaknomi avasthatum bhramati vacha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava.
I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon.
Na cha shreyo nu pashyami hatva svajanam aghave na kankshe vijayam krishna na cha rajyam sukhani cha.
I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness.
Kinno rajyena govinda kim bhogaihi jivitenava yeshamarthe kankshitam no rajyam bhogaha sukhani cha ta ime vasthita yuddhe pranam styaktva dhanani cha acharyaha pitaraha putraha tathaiva cha pitamahaha matulaha shvashuraha pautraha श्यालाग संबंधिनस्तथा एतान्नहन्तुमिच्छामि घ्नतोऽपि मधुसूदन अपि त्रैलोक्य राज्यस्य हेतोः किं नो महीकृते निहत्य धार्तराष्ट्रान्नः का प्रीति स्यात् जनार्दन.
O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra?
Papamevashrayedasman hatvetan atatayinaha tasmanargavayam hantum dhartarashtran swabandhavan swajanam hi katham hatva sukhinasyama madhava.
Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune? And how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Yadyapyete na pashyanti lobhopahata chetasaha kulakshaya kritam dosham mitradrohe cha patakam katham najneyam asmabhihi papadaspat nivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyat bhihi Janardana.
O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin?
Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharmah sanatanah dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharmo bhivatyuta.
With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion.
Adharma bhivavat Krishna pradushyanti kulastriyaha strishu dushyasu varshneya jayate varna sankaraha.
When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted. And from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny.
Sankaro narakayaiva kulaghranam kulasya cha patanti pitaro kesham lupta pindodaka kriyaha.
An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performance for offering them food and water are entirely stopped.
Doshairetehi kulagnanam varna sankarakarakaihi utsadyante jati dharmaha kula dharmascha shashvataha.
By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated.
Utsanna kula dharmanam manushyanam janardana narake niyatam vaso bhavati ityanu shushruma.
O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by the cyclic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
అహోబత మహత్పాపం కర్తుం వ్యవసితావయం యద్రాజ్య సుఖలోభేన హంతుం స్వజనం ఉద్యతా.
Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen.
Yadimam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayaga dhartarashtra rane అన్యుః తన్మే క్షేమతరం భవేత్.
Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield.
సంజయ ఉవాచ ఏవముక్త్వార్జున సంఖే రథోపస్థ ఉపావిశత్ విసృజ్య సశరం చాపం శోక సంవిగ్న మానస.
Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.
Om tassaditi శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీతాసు ఉపనిషత్సు బ్రహ్మ విద్యాయాం యోగ శాస్త్రే శ్రీకృష్ణార్జున సంవాదే అర్జున విషాదయోగో నామ ప్రథమోధ్యాయః.